So why are you not engaging with me? Why?
Not engaging.
Why don't you want my intro? I don't understand. I don't understand what the problem is.
All the time. You actually caught me with that one because I didn't clock that you press record. I didn't clock that you press record. All right, cool.
What's good, guys? Welcome to TBH Podcast. It's your boy, Daniel, and...
me, Ebony.
What do you... Who's me?
It's
who's
me?
Why people have never? Why people have never? This is the first time they watched it and they didn't know you were. Who's me?
I said my name after. Hi, I'm Ebony.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm doing this in my hoodie, you know, because I had a trim in months.
Yeah, not a trim, but I haven't been able to do my hair. So I put my wig on, and then I'm just like, here, I'm like, oh, eyebrows not done. The whole thing is just a mess, really. Like, you know, like I feel it's like half that like I've half-heartedly put myself together,
and
I gave up halfway. I was just like, you know what, whatever. I do
even
not care.
Even when I was like, because I went home after work, yeah. And I was like, oh, let me fling on something. And I was just like, I'm putting on a tracksuit.
I do not care. I want to be here, but I just do not care about the rest of it.
Energy is low, fam. I can't even lie.
Yeah.
Even do you think energy is low on a not obviously energy is low on a life level, but do you think energy is low on a music level?
No, not really.
You don't think that people are, and I mean this in the nicest way possible. Do you don't think people are a little bit fatigued when it comes to some of what we're hearing?
What do you mean, like in terms of like how what the way the music is sounding, or right. Just like what releases?
I'll give you a
consumer listening.
I feel like I listen to lots of music. But that's what my point is. There is so much music, but it doesn't. Okay, I'm going to talk from
your experience.
My experience, but like the stuff that I've heard in the past, let's say the past 4 weeks.
All right.
The stuff I heard past weeks, the only album where new releases, the only album that I've heard that has been like wow is Jasmine Sullivan's. Everything else has been
what a surprise.
Everything else, wait, hear me out though.
Sorry if I just shouted in your ear. But what a surprise!
But do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's the only album.
Was that in the last 4 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow.
There was Jasmine Sullivan was what 2 weeks ago?
No way.
I swear down, it was 2 weeks ago.
Shut up.
I swear down, it was 2 weeks ago.
February.
Yeah.
I couldn't even say
it was the end of January. So it's 2 weeks ago. It was two Fridays ago. Check Spotify, you'll see it.
Checking Spotify. Yeah, title.
Oh yeah, title actually told you. Does title actually give you a date?
Yeah, it'll tell me when it was released.
Spotify doesn't give you a date.
2 weeks ago, are you sure?
Yeah, it was two Fridays ago.
There's no way.
Swear down.
No way, it was in December. I'm so certain. But so obviously Jasmine Sullivan, you didn't like shit. It wasn't 2 weeks ago. It was a month ago. It was the 8th of January. I don't know. It was in
The EP was 8th of January. Are you sure about that?
It says 8th of January 2021.
Are you
RCA.
Sure about that?
Shout out to RCA. They're doing amazing things.
They're doing amazing things. You sure?
Yes.
Oh, fine.
But
it's not that music's been bad. Hear what I'm saying? I'm not saying that, oh, everything else has been... I'm not even saying that music has been bad. So I'm saying it just feels a little bit... It just feels a little like, okay. But
to be real, yeah. Let's be real. Obviously, it's the start of the year. Music's never really popping start of the year.
Very true. That's
never really the case.
Very true.
Never
that's
really gone
point.
Into the year with like the albums. In fact, isn't it sometimes kind of like a disadvantage when they drop like super early?
Yes, as when Jasmine's point is probably was an advantage to her.
But she said it was an EP, so she was just trying. She was just dropping.
Fair point.
Yeah, but
felt like an album.
Yeah, but not. Yeah, it did. I didn't until I. What did I watch with her on? And I've watched a bunch of the interviews that she's did. But she just said, yeah, no, it's an EP. And then obviously, I think she said in her like on her Instagram that yeah, album's coming and stuff. But I mean, in general, like when I'm trying to think about previous years, like the top of the like January, this is not really the time like where
you don't think
bare,
a lot of-
like music like really.
But usually, I mean, I'm trying to think of what releases happen. I think the closest, in all fairness, is what K Tronada when he dropped his back in.
Oh yeah,
it was
but
like
that was
December,
at the end. But
that
was the end of December. So you get those ones. So you get like, remember like when Roddy and then Meek like they dropped.
Even J Cole dropping
like December time. That kind of then obviously comes into the new year.
Yep.
But not really like, I mean, there was that rumor that Drake was going to drop on like New Year's Eve.
No, it wasn't a rumor. Then. He announced that. And then he had to,
I don't know.
He announced it was going to be January and then
no,
he had to pull back on
it. Well, January is just January and it's like when they said they were dropping the albums in June. But it was like he was supposed to drop it like New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. like to start the year off with the album, but then I guess that didn't happen. So I think now people are saying it's like Valentine's Day or something like that.
I don't know if it's gonna even be, I don't think it's gonna be February at this rate.
What, for his album?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be more March. I don't think it's gonna be ready by. But then, well, I guess it makes sense to drop it in February because of what the title is, but I don't think he's gonna drop it in February. He only posted a picture the other day of him still recording, so I'm not even sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you looking forward to it? Well, should I not maybe say looking forward to it, should I say? Are you did you listen to Dark Lane Lemon? Was it?
Rubbish.
I can't speak.
Disgusting.
Dark Lane Demo Tape.
Worst tape I've ever heard in my life.
No, seriously.
It was awful. Only song that I liked in it, only song, was Chicago Freestyle, and that was because of Givian's verse. Givian's hook.
Okay.
There was Chicago Freestyle, which was the with the nice little sample and where he was just going like bar for bar, whatever, which is nice. I like that one. And then there was the Givian one where Givian was singing in the beginning.
That's Chicago Freestyle.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, and then the other song that he did with the Song Cry sample was
Yes. I mean, I'm looking forward to a Drake project because it's been a long time since I heard it. I'm not counting that. That was just...
What, Scorpion?
No, not Scorpion. Oh, Dark Lane. Yeah, I'm not counting. That was... I'm not even talking about that.
Yeah, but, fine.
But...
It's on there, though.
Yeah, it shouldn't be, though.
Yeah.
But, yes, I'm looking forward to it. Who doesn't? Do you know what I mean? Because I think there will be songs that are going to like from it. I think he's going to get hits. Have I liked the new stuff that he's been dropping recently? Not really, no. Bar maybe one or two, but...
What new stuff?
You know, the little project that he dropped. And, you know, he dropped the stuff with DJ Khaled.
Oh, yeah.
You dropped the two songs.
I remember we talked about that, actually, and I was just like, I wasn't feeling Popstar, but then I really liked the video, and I was like, actually,
I like Popstar
it.
Now, though.
Yeah, I like Popstar now, but I don't listen to it. When I say I like it, I just mean if it comes on, I won't skip it.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you.
When it comes on, I won't skip it.
Thank you.
The other song, I don't actually remember what it was.
I don't remember
but,
it.
Grease, it was called, but I don't...
Yeah, I don't really remember.
I don't recall what it sounds like. Yeah. Okay, cool. So, yeah, Drake. I don't know when Drake's dropping, so...
We'll see about that. Kendrick's meant to drop this year.
It's a lie.
Cole's meant to drop this year. Joey Badass is dropping this year, though. Now, Joey Badass has been doing some hits.
Because he's been doing a lot of songwriting.
Who, Joey?
Yeah.
Well, that kind of makes sense. Very accomplished writer, though. Very, very accomplished.
Yeah, did a bunch of Post Malone stuff, some other things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, Joey, like, he's... He's been doing his thing. He's been getting money. That's why he's been low.
Sick. Rashard's meant to be dropping this year as well.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I like him a lot.
SZA should drop this year, right?
Yes. I think she should.
Hey,
listen. Hey, can we talk about Skengman, please?
Okay.
Wavy! Hey, listen. I just want to say, now, prior to... us starting TBH or during the process of TBH, I didn't give Getz his props and I'd like to apologize.
Oh, great.
I'd like to apologize.
It's true though.
Because.
I really was fighting this guy.
Honestly.
I was fighting bare people. Like, honestly. A lot of people were telling, oh.
It has to be said.
Huh?
It has to be said. Getz is a legend.
We knew this already.
He's a legend.
We already.
Fam, I can't wait for that album. I cannot wait.
Yeah, he's got mad features on there.
Yeah. It looks dope. Wretch is on there.
I really want to hear this Ed Sheeran tune that he's got. No, you know why? Because I just want to... I can't imagine that...
Poppy.
He's done that already, like, way, way back or whatever. Mm. But so I can't imagine that he's doing that pop crossover.
I can't imagine.
So that means Ed's coming back, like, is coming back over onto this side. And that will be cool to see.
It's interesting. A lot of people have taken a lot of turns in terms of what their music sounds like now. A prime example like Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran. Their music's completely different from how we find them, which we found them, which is expected. I'm not saying it's a shock. So like Justin Bieber, like the stuff that he's been releasing, even like the past two albums, in comparison to Journals and stuff like that, is Purpose is an incredible album.
The R&B one,
yeah. Incredible album. It's few and far between now. Ed Sheeran, prime example. The first two albums that Ed dropped were like, they were dope. Mm. And then it started to take this really pop route and then we all knew what was going to happen. It's what can you do about it?
Yeah.
But yeah, it'd be interesting to hear. Again, I don't know. I'm looking forward to Getz projects, basically.
But isn't that kind of like, I mean, artists, of course, journey through their music, right? And they change. And you named Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran, but all artists kind of have, like, some artists anyway do have that phase where they're just going, they're just, I guess, being experimental, trying a bunch of different things.
Yeah,
breaking away from a sound, and then realizing maybe that's not really, you know, that's not really for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's true.
Or it works, and maybe they continue going forward.
But how can I ask you something? Mm. How do you know? Obviously, you can't talk from an artist's perspective, but say from a consumer.
Yeah.
So someone you've been listening to for a long time, and you've seen, like, you've loved their style, and they change. How, as an artist now, do you really know if people like that? Obviously, numbers and stuff or whatever. But, like, I know, for example, I prefer, for me, I prefer the older Cole to the newer Cole.
I would think, really?
Yes. I'm talking about the Forest Still Drives up until the For Your Eyes Only.
Oh, so you're talking, middle Cole. When you said that, I was thinking you meant, like,
Friday Night Lights.
From then up until maybe.
He's a better artist after that. I'm not saying I don't listen to that.
And then, to me, Cole's like got like maybe like three stages in the career, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Mixtape up until like debut album.
Yep.
Then debut album up until Forest Hill Drives. That's a turning point.
Yep.
Then everything else after that.
Absolutely.
But facts. Yeah, Forest Hill Drives, For Your Eyes Only. I'm sorry, continue.
Yeah, so I'm saying I've used him as an example, but I know that, okay, I'll run with it because I'm a fan. So obviously, pretty much, unless it's absolutely shit, which I can admit, I'm going to pretty much run with it. But I'm saying, as an artist, like, how do you know when?
Probably at shows. Maybe like shows. I'm not sure I'm not sure how an artist would know whether or not, or even necessarily care, if the fan doesn't really like the sound.
They must care to a degree, though.
You're an artist. When you make music, you're making it for you or you're making it for me?
It's a bit of both, but I get your point.
Yeah?
I get your point.
When I watch a lot of artist interviews and stuff, and even, you know, and they may talk about a sound changing and stuff like that, they're never talking about, like, me as the fan.
Fair.
They're talking about
chasing
whatever the better sound is.
Yeah.
And or not better sound, sorry, whatever sound is true to them and however they feel in that moment.
But there are, my issue is, that might be, so there are some artists who stick to that.
Yeah.
But there are some artists, in my opinion, so I look at, for example, Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
The first album that he dropped when he first got discovered, as in, which was, what, Plus? I think it was the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the orange one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, Plus? I was like, oh yeah, Divide.
Because he did all Max. So he did Plus. And then the last good project he did was X.
Is that because, why is that for you though?
Because he was still true to his artistry as an Ed, which you remember.
When you say
but
that.
But he developed.
When you say that, are we talking content?
No, I'm talking everything.
Okay.
Songwriting. Content, I'm talking even his sound, it was much more polished.
Because
the first album that he dropped, obviously,
it was bigger, that's just how it was bigger music, like, or bigger sound.
Do you see what I'm saying? So, like, for that, when an artist does grow, you're not against it, but then when they make a dramatic change, like the album that came after was like, this is obviously, it's just pop. This is pop in its entirety. Fine, some of it's okay, some it's not. I'm not saying it's bad, and obviously, he's one of the biggest artists in the UK, so obviously, it has worked for people who like
Ed Sheeran. Biggest artists in the world,
exactly. So then it boils down to it. Now you're just thinking, okay, so as an artist, if like a certain percentage says, I don't like this new Ed, but like you said, most of the world is with it, how do you know when this is right to make that change? Is it because the numbers are good, or do you I don't know.
I'm just inclined to say that they don't care.
Like, fair point.
I'm inclined to really feel like the artist, they may just not care. Because I would think that if you're creating music, you are creating it more so intrinsically for yourself. Of course, there's artists that, of course, they're chasing sounds, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not sure. But maybe, like, at shows, like, you'd see the reception of like who, like what songs are really getting the biggest, like you know, the biggest reception, and you'd see the songs that people was like, you'd know maybe when you do a bunch of tracks from that album that the crowd wasn't really like doing much, maybe they wasn't really feeling it.
I guess that's what that. Funny enough that you said that, everyone made a point about Burna Boy and the exact same point.
Or like when people even just speak about you, right, and they just keep on speaking about, oh, could like that one from that album, like, oh, I love Take Care, it was amazing. The Weeknd, House of Balloons, it was, oh, it changed my life, like all them types of things.
Yeah,
when people are doing that, and it's like, well, I've got like 4 more albums. I've got like yeah. 5 more yeah, albums. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got like 100 singles, and you're still just, this is all everyone wants to talk about. Like someone like yeah, Nas must, like Nas who gets asked about Illmatic, yeah, every flipping day.
Yeah, no.
Every day. Well, not every day, but like.
And he probably still does even at this, but even though he's probably had, obviously, I'm not.
No, he has got like he's great got, albums and he's got a great discography.
He's but, got fantastic, but we're still talking about Illmatic. We're still talking about Stillmatic. We're still talking about Godson.
So, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not. I really wouldn't know. I'm not sure. But
I just find it interesting because I'm even looking at, like I said, the prime example is like the whole Burna Boy new project that he dropped.
Oh yeah, what was that all about? No one was really feeling that.
No, it was very different. It was very different. Forget African Giant. That's a whole other discussion. It was very different from everything else he's released. Very different.
Is it because it was executive produced by Diddy?
Probably. Probably. It was very commercial. Very polished. It was very.
But don't you expect that at some point? We hate when they go commercial, I know, but
yeah, I expect it. I expect it from the artists that get in that irk. So the Ed Sheeran, the Adele, the now the Burna Boy, the Sam Smith kind of era. That yes, I expect it from
era?
That. Or type of success.
Yeah.
Yeah, I expect it from that. So that doesn't shock me. But however, I still thought even the Burna Boy was getting bigger, and it's getting bigger even now.
Yeah.
I still thought because that's what got him there, he would still stick to it, true. Especially because of the success of African Giant. I mean, that was the first Grammy nomination but then from you African
just
Giant.
But then you just want the artists to say the same.
No, not at all. You want them to develop.
But if he made an album similar to or within the same vein as African Giant, that I feel like you would probably say, "Oh, like it's this. He's not really grown. Not really grown. He hasn't gone past." He's still banking on that sound, and I would think as an artist, take some chances, innit?
Yeah, I'm just not sure that was the right chance. I can't lie to you.
Was it that bad? I listened to it like once.
The second album didn't do much for me.
The
first half of the album, Bar Alarm Clock, for me was just a little bit underwhelming.
Fine.
But the second half was really, really good.
Okay.
The second half had really good songs. But I think that was what my issue was, because if I go back to African Giant, nearly every song, bar one, which was that song that he did with YG, which is terrible, bar that, song banged. Every single song. But then, man, I don't know. Sometimes, yeah, the question I'm really asking is, how do you know the formula based on if you're getting successful?
But there is a one in it. There's not a right way. There's not a wrong way. There's just, like, you just do your...
It's a lot easier.
Just do it and then see what happens.
I'm thinking it's a lot easier to... If you're an artist who wasn't that great at the start, and then you get better over time and you develop, it's a lot easier than someone who was, I don't know, like, good at the start, but they people loved you at the start, and now you're like, okay, I'm getting all the success, but obviously, to keep the success, I need to appeal now to not just my core fans. I've got to appeal to everyone now. So now I'm going to have to release music that's probably more applicable to the masses than just my core fans. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Comes down to the artist too, right?
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Every artist is different. So some artists are going to consider that, and other artists are going to say, that's none of my concern. That's none of my concern. That's all I keep going back to, because I watch enough artist interviews to always hearing them or a bunch of them say a similar thing, where it's like, you know, they're either just committing to whatever they feel is true at that point in time, and you know, if you're gonna love it, you're gonna love it, and if you're not, you're not. But that's just what they have to do in order to fulfill that, you know, intrinsic like purpose or whatever. And then of course, sure, like, you know, you might get into a spot where you feel the pressure to please everybody.
And I think that's another good point as well, is because you are in theory trying to please everyone, and you can't know.
Yeah, you can't.
But so. You see, what you said previously about if you're an artist and are you releasing music for yourself or for people, I think if you're generally convinced that you're releasing this or you're putting this out because of this is your output, then there's nothing you I can say as a fan.
Yeah, of course not.
There's, do you see what I'm saying? But if you're, what the reason why is because it looks suspect, and I'm not saying that they're doing that, but obviously I'm looking at the Burner Boy example.
Yeah.
That obviously Diddy's come to executive produce. Now, I said to everyone, look, if I'm Burner Boy, that's one of the best decisions that I can make for my career.
Mm-hmm.
And it's proven itself because he's getting bigger and bigger in America, the places where he wants to be.
Yeah,
Grammy,
yeah.
Whatever. It makes perfect sense. I get it.
Yeah.
But obviously I'm saying from an artist perspective, no, because the type of artist that he is and the type of artist that Diddy is, or even what he usually executively produces, doesn't coincide in terms of the music output. So, from an artist point of view, you're thinking, why go Diddy if that's the music that you're making? But it's a business move and it makes sense. No one's going to... You can't diss a guy for that kind of decision. Are you mad? It's the, it makes sense.
I wonder how Americans took in Twice as Tall.
I think they loved it.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think they loved it.
I wouldn't have been surprised. But that was probably... That might have been the aim.
Yeah, I generally think they loved it. That with the features that they had... He had a lot of American features with the fact that he's been doing like Jimmy Kimmel and he's been doing late night shows and all that kind of stuff. And they're not, these are not small opportunities, you know, for especially for an Afrobeat artist. This is huge. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Well, it must have made sense.
So then if it, you know, I mean, I get what you're saying. I just think it all depends on, I guess, and we would never know in an artist's motivation what he's trying to do.
True.
He's trying to get it into that market. If he's trying to push a boundary or whatever the case is, or you know, expose a different audience to it, then that might just have to happen. And maybe on the next one you get a return to form or whatever.
It might just be,
maybe, I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, but yeah, every artist I guess just has to make that decision for themselves, and you see it in the way that they do their you see it in the way that their music comes out, and how they present it, how they talk about it, and you can see the ones that are just forcing or like just chasing something that you know they switch all the time. People who sometimes, you know, they might start YouTube, but they don't really know what they want to do on the YouTube, so it kind of changes with all the trends of YouTube. So it's like they start doing one thing, then all of a sudden it's this thing, and it's something else, then something else. Like, so you know, but yeah, I don't know. Weird one. You're an artist. You should have a bit of perspective. I don't know. I just listen to the music. If I don't like it, I just don't listen to it.
But I think it's because of where I am as an artist. Because where I am as an artist right now, whatever the direction I decide to go in, I'm okay because I don't have a massive worldwide fan base. I've got fans and I've got people who love the style of music that we do.
But that would make you still just make that though.
No, I mean, currently I'm not making music necessarily for. I'm making music because of my output. But I said currently. Now, what I'm saying is, in 10 years from now, if someone like Diddy comes and says, "I want to executive produce your album,"
you think that Diddy just said, "Yeah, this tune," and Burna said, "All right,"
probably not. Exactly. Probably not. So but he has a hand on it, isn't it?
Again, like because it's still his project, it's still his music, so you still have to. There is still accountability on his part. Like anything that came out, he was happy with it coming out.
Fair point.
And if you sat him down and spoke to him about it, he'd probably defend the album.
Yeah,
and
fair
tell
point.
You why it works for him and whatever the case is. So, you know, you can't. Music is subjective. That's why it's like you can't. Sometimes these things are hard to. It's hard to like really discuss it or theorize about it because it's like if you. He couldn't defend it. It's the music.
Fair point. Fair point.
You pull it out, you know?
And you'd expect them to honest, I wouldn't expect him not to. Yeah, he put it out, you're right.
Don't get me wrong, obviously there are artists that, you know, you hear them say, you know what, that album wasn't really, I wasn't too happy with that, or song or something like that. They was like, I just kind of put that out and that wasn't really the move, but yeah, it's life.
Fair point. But what's been happening in music anyway? It seems a little bit, that's what I said to you, does it feel like it's a bit of fatigue? But
no, not really. I mean, I've been listening to music. I've been listening to I went back in the old R&B, like early 2000s, after the Ashanti and Keisha Cole verses. I was listening to mad old tunes, all the Joe and all that.
That's a good
G Unit, like all of that early 2000s music. I was listening to, and then I listened to Wizkid's album. Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Like, I wasn't ready because you know what it was? Like, I was, you had told me to listen to it and a couple of people told me to listen to it. But then I was watching Julie Azaniga's top five over like the Christmas New Year period. And the conversation was so lit. Yeah. I was like, rah, like all this energy for this album. And obviously I've seen mad people saying that I should listen to it. I was like, I'm going to off. So I watched it without listening to the album. And then after like the day or like a couple of days later, I just put it on. And yeah, Reckless played. And I was like, oh, this is rude. How can you open your album like this? I couldn't believe it. like, you know, on the iPhone, yeah, when you want to send like a gesture, if you ever send an iMessage or whatever, you can click it and it sends like confetti and
yeah,
I swear to God, yeah, when Reckless played, it was like confetti in my mind. I was like, what? Fam. And then the album is...
And then it rolls into Ginger and you just go, yeah, they had this
sequence. Yeah,
nah,
he bodied that. Like, literally, I finished, like, I was listening to it repeatedly. I was doing best stuff, like, I was like, this is just, where do I sign up?
Amazing.
Where?
I still can't believe people actually debated and said that. Because people, when it first dropped,
no, man, come on, man.
People were cussing the album.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because of what they've expected. They were looking for another Odjua Legba. They're looking for another. Oh, okay. They're looking for them kind of WizKid tunes, because,
okay,
especially because he hasn't dropped a project in such a long time. He's been doing songs here and there.
This album was smooth. I don't
know. Album wavy. For me, yeah, I can't even lie to you. Yeah, like I've heard a lot of songs that have had an impact. But Essence, fam, from the immediately I heard Essence,
that sounds so good.
I said, what is this? I'm still playing Essence almost daily, almost 2 months after the album has dropped, and it still feels fresh. Thames and WizKid, I'm telling you, man, there's sometimes when you do collaborations,
they put crack in Essence.
They put crack in Essence. Absolute crack, fam. Yeah, the album's hard. Hard.
Yeah, no, that was, I was like,
hard.
I was mad that I got to it so late.
I tried to tell you, didn't I?
I know you did. I was like, I was mad. I was listening thinking, oh no, you like literally I was like, you played yourself. No, you legit.
Because I swear, the last episode we did. I played Essence,
yeah,
didn't
I? Yeah, I was like, nah, you know when I was listening to it, I'm like, nah, you legitimately played yourself. Like, really? Now?
I told you.
That's how I felt. And then yeah, that was a good
great.
So
album,
I was listening
man.
To that. Early 2000s music. What else? Jasmine Sullivan, obviously.
Beautiful.
And then just like, I guess Chip's tape dropped on Friday.
What do you think?
It's cool. I watched, he did an interview with Amaru on TV and it was pretty good. I was watching it and yeah, like Chip, you know, I always, his projects don't always hit for me. But Snakes and Ladders is it started off all right. Mostack took his head off.
Yeah, fam. Mostack went in, bro.
Mostack took his head off.
Wait, hey, that was, that shit was hard, you know?
Mostack took his head off.
But actually, the intro was hard, though. The intro was heavy.
What, on the tape?
On the tape. The intro was heavy.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that No Goat?
No Goat.
Yeah,
the intro was wavy.
So, basically, from, like, No Goat to maybe wherever 100K is, which I can't remember how many, like, maybe that's, like, 5 or 7 songs. I can't really remember now. Cool. That's me. Then we start going into like the T2 sample, Bugsy. We start doing these things. Then he has a track there like called Skeletons, and he's just crooning. He's like crooning on the tune, talking about how many guys have you slept with. And I just thought, this is hella childish. Like, nah, legit. Like I was just listening to. But you know what? Like through his music, like Chip has always spoken about his mistrust or distrust of women. So that's not really new to me. But it was quite childish. Like, it was like Skeletons interlude or whatever. And that's all he's pretty much saying on the song. And I was like, you know what? I'm not really here for this. Why? Just why? Like, you know, so I wasn't really there. And I think then it just kind of tailed off. And obviously it's quite long. It's like about 20 songs or something like that. So for me, yeah, first part was cool. It was like solid for me. And then after that, it just kind of tailed off. Fredo's project dropped and it's hard.
Okay, I haven't given it a chance, but I've heard some songs and it sounds great.
Yeah.
It sounds great. I can't lie. I've never listened to Fredo that much. I've never really taken him in. But the tune that I heard with Dave, wavy.
Oh, yeah, Money Talks.
Money Talks, wavy. Whole thing, video, production, but everything, wavy.
Do you still feel the same way you felt about Dave last year when you said you don't really think he's that good of a lyricist?
I slightly changed my opinion now.
Oh, okay.
Slightly changed my opinion, I'm not going to lie. Okay. I'm only.
We don't need to get into it.
I just wanted to be honest. I slightly shaved my hair. But yeah. To be fair, it's because the features that he's been dropping, I can't lie to you, nearly all of them have banged, every single one of them. So, and so when you're starting to hear that, you're like, okay, you got to listen now, innit? So I'm actually looking forward to his next project. I actually can't wait. Because I actually want to
see. You didn't like Psychodrama?
I didn't think it was a bad project. It's just, it wasn't my cup of tea.
Yeah, it didn't.
I didn't think it was a bad project at all. It had some really good songs on it.
It's fine if you did, it's fine, but.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. I didn't.
No judgment here. Safe space.
Hey, go away, man. Safe space, my ass.
It is. But yeah, so Chip's project. Did you listen to it?
I did, literally, right up until the point that you said, I got to about 7-8 songs, and I was like, okay, I'm good for now. Just because when I get a rap album, especially if I'm not a fan, and it's more than like 15-16 songs, actually, when it's more than 10-11 songs, and the songs they're not all different, I kind of clock off a little bit. I can't lie.
But he did, like, I mean, one thing Chip does always do is that he does always, it is a mixed bag pretty much all the time. So you're going to have. He's gonna rap, then he's gonna do like he's been doing the auto. I keep knocking my hand on the table, but he's gonna do like some auto tune stuff. Like that's what I was like when I got to that. And then of course after that, that's what's happening. He's gonna try to do some girl tunes, whatever.
Yeah.
He's gonna do like his songs for the dancers and that. Like, you know, that's always a mixed bag. And
I appreciate it, because I quite like Chip's project. And I'm
just said
this
you
was,
didn't appreciate
what,
it.
Appreciate what? Chip's Snakes
this
and Ladders?
One, this
no,
oh, okay.
I like Snakes and Ladders.
You liked it?
Yeah. No, I was just saying.
Even
after
you haven't listened to 8 songs?
Because I don't have the attention span for rappers to be 20, 30 songs. I don't get why you're doing that for.
Oh, you know what, yeah? Off topic, but still on topic, yeah. So you see how I was saying I was listening to all this early, like, 2000s music and stuff like that, yeah?
Yeah.
So obviously I'm listening to all these old school tunes. I'm like, yeah, this is great. And I might have even said this on here before, but I'm listening to them and the songs are going. They're going. I'm like, yo, is it not finished yet?
Exactly.
Like,
thank you.
Another bridge.
Quality over quantity.
I'm pulling up the thing like, right, it's actually got like a whole minute left.
Someone said this to me the other day. Someone texted me this the other day because we were talking about something randomly. And they were like, I don't like why songs don't go over 3 minutes anymore. I said, yes, it's become standardized. But
3 minutes? Try 2.5.
Yeah, no, I can't do shit like that, man.
And this happens to me every time I start like listening to like obviously like old music and stuff, like older music and everything like that, is that I always go, wow, like my tolerance, it's not that I still can't listen to the 4 minute tune, but I feel it.
It depends on the song though, I feel it.
As I was listening to those songs, I was like, I used to listen to these songs all the time, all day, every day, no issues. Like, in fact, when it's even ending now, that's too soon. It's ending too soon. Do you know what I mean? Now, when I was listening, I'm like, I'm still loving the song. This is amazing. I'm doing like whatever. But shit, wait. I just
think it's an issue of quality over quantity. I can't lie to you. Because and that's more so that's what my point is about why I feel a little bit fatigued. Because I just feel like people are doing things based on how things are done. So this shorter songs and really long albums, which is fine for whatever the industry tells you is a standard, whatever. I'm not gonna argue with that, that's what it is. But when I go back to music 20, 30 years ago, especially when I'm looking at the songs that were over 4 minutes, I was like, I was here for these songs that were 4 minutes. Like, I was here for the bridges. I was here for you just going into a bridge and doing absolutely nothing. I was here for that shit.
Depending on how much newer music you listen to, and I would say I listen to a decent amount of, like, newer music, I've just found that my endurance for it just went down. like I can still listen to obviously the older music, but I just feel it. Like, I literally, like, will sometimes be pulling up the tune like, rah, there's still like another like minute left on this, which is fine. But also the other thing that I always like clock or like remember, like, go, oh man, like outros, like, the song used to really be like, I was listening to one Aaliyah tune. And then I was like, oh yeah, the outro. Like, because, you know, the beat breakdown.
Take
them instruments out. It's going. I'm like, yeah, this was good. But it adds another 15 seconds.
Bring it.
Adds another 15 seconds onto the thing. But it always strikes me. It's like every time it happens, I'm like, bro, the way that now, just the way you can become conditioned Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, I'm not growing up now, so I'm not young now listening to music and stuff. It's going to be normal for them.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah.
Just knowing that, okay, like, the music that I did grow up on, like, yeah.
Yeah, man. It's so true. It's so true. It's
nothing. I'll still listen to, like, whatever. Pyramids is, like, 9 minutes. What is it? Like...
Justin Timberlake, then it's 7 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'll still listen to those tunes. Like, do you know what I mean? It's not a problem.
But the funny thing is, do you... But then, so, funny thing is, I think it's a genre of music because... Rap albums now that are like I said, most rap albums or mixes that come out, they're like 20, 20, 1 times, whatever. And I know the reason why, it's because of streams. The more song streams, whatever. We all know how that works. But I have an attention span when I know that your content, for me personally, can't do 20 songs.
Could you do 20 songs on a Jay-Z project?
Easy.
You would do 20 songs on a Jay-Z project?
Easy.
I wouldn't.
Because Jay-Z's projects were always long. Projects were always long.
Not really.
They were always long.
I'm joking.
No, because you want to smoke in it. No, you want to smoke in it.
I don't want smoke.
No, because you want to smoke in it.
You're just telling me that they were
always long. No, because we're here, innit?
Maybe they were always
long. No, we're here. Yeah, no, let your memory not fail you, innit?
My memory is really bad.
American Gangster was 15 songs. Point. Kingdom Come was 14 songs. Point. Black Album was 14 songs. Right. Point. Do you want any more? Want any more? Should I go for one more?
But 14 songs with like 3 bonuses, right?
No. These weren't even the deluxe ones. These were just the normal ones. Blueprint Album, the first one, was 15 songs.
All right.
So all right. That further states my point. Thank you.
But 15 songs being long, yeah.
Wait, Jay-Z, so I can sit with
it. I'm joking. It's true. 20 songs would probably be overkill. He'd probably never do that anyway.
I don't think he would know. And he went shorter as time went on. So obviously 444 was about 12 songs or so, Nana?
20 songs on Kendrick. But to be honest, when I say 20 songs on Kendrick, I know about a bunch of them are just going to be interludes.
They're just going to be interludes. So yeah. Yes, probably. Because he probably would do that. But yeah, I agree with you. Because what God was... Damn was...
A bunch of chins.
I'm actually very intrigued as to what he's going to do next because he hasn't dropped music for a long time.
Have you seen that campaign that he's doing with his new creative
I saw it.
They did a tune with Brent Fires. I think they've got
Brent's got a new album coming out.
Yeah, Brent's my guy.
Brent's wavy.
Yeah.
Brent's wavy. I like Brent. I like Brent a lot. It's interesting.
Congrats on your single, Madre.
Thank you. False alarm, baby.
Plug yourself.
So obviously, brand new single dropped on the end of Feb, and it was False Alarm, and it's the first single we dropped in 3 years.
Why?
Life, man. Life got there. Life took a beating out of me, man.
3 years.
3 years. Life took the beating of a lifetime out of me.
Why did when, it feel right to do this one?
Do you know the joke about this song? We had another single that we finished and we were going to put out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the studio with my producer, the Chancellor, the guy that you'll hear. And he was, we were like, oh yeah, I can't remember what we were saying. I was just like, we want to write something new.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a bunch of ideas in my head. Literally, that's all I had. I had nothing else but a bunch of ideas. Had no written songs, whatever. Came together. And I showed it to him. I said, this is what I'm thinking. They're like, cool. Yeah. And he plays everything. So everything that you're hearing, he lays down, does it all by himself.
That's it.
So he picked up his guitar, had his keys, bass, whatever, put it all together. And then in the studio while he's working on it, me and P start writing this song. So he's telling us about certain different things and we're talking about love and finding love unexpected and all that kind of stuff. That's where the single came out. And then we write it there and then. And then we're like, so I remember going to my sister and saying, we need to hold off on the single. We need to put this one out.
Sick.
We need to put this one out. And she was like, are you sure? Are you sure? Blah, blah, blah. I said, something's just telling me this is right. Something's telling me this is right.
It's a great song.
I'm proper like, and I'm so proud because it's how most streams. We've been on BBC Radio. We've been like, it's just been amazing. Like, it's been sick. It's actually been sick.
Like, that's why I was like, this, like, yeah, like, why this one? But yeah, that's dope.
And that's the funny thing is, I know, like, it's one of them things where I can't even tell you what the formula is for why we went with this song. But when the feeling's right, it's right.
When
like you
know,
can't hide.
When you know, you know.
Like there's no, like when you know. Like there's only other way of putting it. When you know.
That's
you know.
Dope.
So yeah, no, it's been really good, and obviously no more breaks now because
yeah,
it's
but
just
you
ridiculous.
Say that last time. Yeah, no more breaks. You take yeah. so long to put songs out. That's why I'm like 3 years, but I'm sure when it was 3 years ago, it was like 3 years before that too.
No, like, no, actually we're doing all right. On? We were actually doing all right. We were putting out music pretty much every year up until that point.
Are we getting an EP?
You're getting
are
an EP this
features?
Year.
What are we doing?
You're getting an EP this year.
All right.
100%. We're probably gonna get a socially distant live show once the country decides
ooh.
To open up.
Whenever
which actually
is.
Works for us because we like the intimate small shows anyway.
Yeah.
So it actually works really, really well
yeah,
for
us. Yeah,
I
was like your last show, it was good.
Yeah, it's just that whole kind of like small kind of comfort. We're down with that. But the EP is probably gonna be September, October. We've got about 3 more singles between that time. Just wrapped up the last one yesterday.
So you heard it here. Well, you heard it here first. If today, maybe my language will come to me. At
English,
so you heard
English
it here.
Is losing you.
Go. I can't. I don't know. Maybe I should have bought a bottle of water or something. Like my words are just running into each other. But anyway, go listen to False Alarm.
Boom.
What's
your wheel up?
I don't know. You play yours and I'll find one.
To be fair,
and I will find one. It's ooh. So funny because I don't.
There's a couple tunes that's come out, you know. I can't even lie to you. There's a couple tunes. You know what? I'm going to play the Shaka tune.
Ooh.
Called When You Pull Up. Wavy tune.
Yeah.
Wavy.
Why does it sound like that?
Because the speakers are shit on my phone.
Why?
I think I might have got you in it.
Oh, don't do that. What's the song?
When You Pull Up.
When You Pull Up. Check off.
How did she hear it?
Apologies for that crackling. Dave.
And he used a Craig, Craig David sample.
Oh, yeah.
I love Shaka with him.
He's literally one of the hottest people I've ever
heard. Like, facts. Facts.
Not racist.
No. Yeah, this tune's wavy, bro. Like, the whole... when I heard that, I said, yeah, man, Shaka's formula is just beautiful, man. He just knows what he's doing.
He's an artist. An artist.
Like,
artist.
I just, there's no faults, right? Like, I just can't fault him. It's just, there's nothing else to say. It's just really good. And, sorry, besides that, Angel's new stuff is sounding really good.
Yeah, I watched Angel's
really
video the other day with Zizi. They were talking about R&B and stuff, and yeah.
It's sounding Angel's really
always,
good.
Angel's always been good, though.
Yeah, it's not a shock.
He's again, another artist that's one of the better artists from this country and stuff like that. And he knows it. Like, you know, she was asking him some questions about R&B and stuff. And he was like, yeah, you know, we just need to make, like, better albums and do better music. And he was just talking about, like, he's now obviously over in America and that's where he's appreciated. And that's just, you know. That's just how it goes. UK's slow.
Damn.
Yeah. Makes sense though. Like, but he said, like, even when he had his label situations, he's like, you know, they gave me a lot of chances and they put in a lot of work. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, if things are not working, they're not working. But
so he's not even really necessarily blaming the label then?
Pardon?
He's not necessarily blaming the label then?
No. He said that, listen, they kept on trying to make it work for me. Like,
wow.
You know, they gave him, I believe he literally said, like, they gave me a lot of chances and or at least put in a lot of work, kept on trying to make it work. It wasn't like he put out one, like, oh, okay, put out Wonderful, then the next tunes didn't do anything. So they were like, yeah, just like leave or whatever, oh, blah, wow. blah, blah, or dropped him. They kept on trying to obviously make things work and eventually, you know, they parted ways, whatever. And now he's in, I don't know what label he signed to over in America. I can't remember what he said, but yeah, he's like, you know, he's doing his thing over there. And my, it's like I've been listening to so much stuff, but not really repeating stuff. What should I do? Oh, let's go with Brent Fires.
Oh, that's a tune.
Tyler, the Creator.
I didn't... I was in two minds when I first heard it, but because I had it on repeat, I started to like it.
Yeah.
I think it was because it was just... It's simple, but I like it. I really like it.
Most of Brent's tunes are kind of like this, to be honest with you. Woo! Yeah. I like this because Tyler pitched his voice like down, and he hasn't done that in a minute, like properly like that. So I was like, oh, this reminded me of like some old school stuff that he used to do. But so yeah, Brent, Gravity.
Yeah, there's been a lot of music, but I think the only thing that stood out to me, to be honest with you, was Jasmine Sullivan, I can't lie to you.
And Ariana Grande's album, right?
Yes, that's right. That album slapped. I'm not going to lie to you. The album slapped. What?
Her last three albums, I'm a stan anyway. Like I said this one time on the podcast, I was like, Ariana's hard.
No, I honestly wasn't listening, but I'm awake now. I'm awake. Because that's the first proper album I've listened to. That was the first proper album I've listened to. And I was like, this is what...
You should even check out the Netflix special that she did. It's a live thing, so what's it called? Excuse me, I fucking love you or whatever. But it's good. It's just like her doing like a live show, the performance of the songs and stuff like.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out.
Serious.
It's a very, very good project, I must say. Do you know what I'm saying? This is random. You know what I watched the first time ever the other day? Dreamgirls.
Is it?
I'd never seen that before.
I watched something for the first time the other day. I've watched a lot of movies, you know. I watched that Tenet film the other day. I watched some of the live action like Disney films. I just wanted to see. This is how bored I was. I was like, let me actually see. So I watched like Aladdin. I watched Jungle Book.
I haven't watched those ones yet. I don't want them to ruin my childhood.
They're not gonna ruin your childhood. Oh, I watched the Mulan one.
I heard the Mulan one's good.
What?
I heard the Mulan one's very good.
Lies.
I watched Hamilton. Wait, you're saying the Mulan one wasn't good?
The live action
is
absolutely trash.
Oh,
it's garbage.
Oh, God, that's gonna put
it
me
doesn't
on
even
now.
Have music.
So what is it?
It's just got like airy, like ambience. It's not even got no tunes.
Fuck off.
There's no songs in it. At least like Aladdin and Jungle Book had a couple tunes, but like the Mulan one is silent. It's like, I don't know if there was a copyright issue. There's no songs. Like I think maybe like every now and again you might get an instrumental like in the back, but there's no like it's not a music thing. Like,
oh, that sucks.
It's dry. It's so dry. It's like Crouching Tiger, whatever that film is. You know,
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah.
But that film slaps.
But it's like that. But
yeah, but it's a bit different. You can't really.
No, but it's literally it's like even it's like shot like that. It's like really like it's basically like if you were just watching like an old. Yeah, like a kung fu film, something like that.
I wouldn't expect them to do it from Mulan.
It's dry, man. Yeah, like Mulan deserved way better. So, like, because obviously it's like a top three Disney film.
Yeah, facts.
I
watched Hamilton the other day, which is really good. Hamilton's really good. It's long.
I know.
It's very long.
I say I'm so happy. I think I said this before as well. I'm so happy I just got to live my life before this whole COVID shit. I seen Hamilton in the thingy, in the theater. It's amazing.
That must have been a good
experience. Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, it was so good. So yeah, Hamilton. So I haven't actually watched the one on the Disney Plus one.
Very good.
Or whatever. Oh shit. Are you watching WandaVision?
I haven't started. Don't spoil. I haven't started
no,
yet.
No. So like first three episodes, slow. Wow. I was like, yeah, these lot are flipping, like they're taking the piss. Last episode though, lit. Last episode, I was like...
Why is everyone so shocked that it's starting slow? It's a series,
because
guys.
Because we're in an age of instant gratification.
Yeah, you guys need patience in your life.
When I first watched Ozark, I think within
why I hate you lot. Because when I watched... everyone was saying about Ozark. And when I started watching, I said, this show is fucking sick.
No,
all of you lot were saying that Ozark was like, it's slow or whatever. Not you.
Can I finish? So when I'm watching Ozark, within the first episode... Well, the first two episodes, a man has dropped out of the window. I'm in! I'm here!
Ozark still slightly started slow, though, but I was down for
Maybe, but it was you know, I was gonna, it was violence. I was there.
Yeah, very. Like, it was very violent. Like, I couldn't believe it.
Like, things were happening, like, as maybe it is a lot slow, but for me, I felt like bare things was happening. So I was involved.
No, Ozark was amazing.
Yeah, so okay. I was involved. But may yeah, I didn't think Ozark started slow. To me, that's what I was gonna say. I was like, I want things to start quick, like, because even watching shows for me is like, it's hard for me to commit to like watching a show. So I kind of like these days, because everyone, like, I can't do the binge thing. Like, not really, like, I'm not really good at, like, you know, I can't sit down and binge a show over the course of, unless it's like, yeah, I can't.
Depends the show.
It depends on the show, of course. But I'm not able to just like pick a show and just like,
yeah, I see what you mean.
Binge it all the way through and stuff like
I
that.
I feel like I could have, the only show even felt remotely like doing that was for Lupin.
Oh, I tried to watch that.
That show
dry,
was amazing.
It's dry.
Oh, what do you mean it's dry?
I tried to watch it. It was dead.
She was amazing. I can't wait for part
like, two. I got to like episode 4. I was like, yeah, like.
Nah, you suck, man.
No, legit. Like, I was watching
it. That show was amazing, bro.
And you know what? It's like, I watched it and then I saw people saying, oh, this is sick, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking, what's sick about
nah, this? That show is amazing, Em. What? Are you nuts? Em, I can't wait for part two. I love that. Like, honestly, the ending
spun me. I saw people comparing it to Money Heist. I was like, how dare you?
Let's relax. I don't think it's
but, I was like, yeah. How dare you?
The show's sick, though. The show's very good. But you've seen 4 episodes. So I can't convince you it's sick, can I?
But I was really watching it. I'm like, you know, I don't mind. I'm watching it. I was thinking, all right, I got to the 4th episode and I was like, I don't know about this one. Sometimes, you know, the recommendations are cool and other times it's not. But
no, too
yeah,
sure.
Nah, but yeah, I think sometimes, at least for me, like when I'm watching, if I'm trying to commit to it, like now, if I'm going to commit to like a new show or whatever that I'm not already like invested in, I kind of need some stuff to happen kind of quick. One Division was like, it was going and I was like, all right, like, I know you got to set things up and all the rest of it, but come on, let's get going. But yeah, last episode, and then because I wasn't really even sure like what the structure is, like, is it a season, is it just a select amount of episodes they're gonna stop? So when I watched episode 4, I was like,
yeah, and everyone's saying
then, then I had to go check and be like, okay, cool. There's like another 4 or 5 episodes or something. I was like, all right, cool.
I'm awake. I'm gonna. You're literally like the 10th person.
Are you waiting for it to get more episodes?
Not even. I was finishing Lupin. I started watching The Office again just because I wanted to laugh.
I haven't watched it.
The US one.
I haven't watched it. I just haven't watched it. UK or US? I haven't watched it.
Yeah, don't even bother the UK one. Okay. Watch the UK one's all right.
Is it like, you know how Shameless?
The UK one.
US one.
Yeah.
There's 2 versions of that.
Yes, yes,
why
yes.
Do
because
they do
the UK version is.
Is it the same show though? Just like based in the US?
No, it's the same, yes. But it's obviously completely different characters.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Whatever. But I just feel like the USA one, I don't know. It's just the way that they did it. It's naturally funny. UK seems a little bit forced because of who's leading it.
Okay, fine.
But not saying the UK one isn't funny, because who does the UK one? What's this guy's name? It's a comedian that's always...
Ricky Gervais?
That's the one.
Why did I...
Nah,
I knew that's the guy that you're talking about, because I'm thinking, who else would it be? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just all after right, a while, Ricky I'm just Gervais. Like, yeah, she's not really that funny, to be honest.
Yeah.
USA one slaps, I don't know.
Okay, cool. Yeah, but I don't know, shows. Yeah, shows, I just need them. Some stuff to happen. Those lots.
Yeah, I'm running to WandaVision.
I have 2. What shows are you watching? What shows do you watch right now?
So I finished Lupin. I'm watching The Office, and then I'm gonna start WandaVision.
Okay.
I'm gonna start because I've so many people have now said that the show's like every person.
It's good because now it's started.
Everyone said like, the same thing.
I'm cool for world building and all that type of. No, I'm. That's fine. Do that, but let's just do it in a way that there's some stuff, there's some things happening, and maybe because it's Disney, like obviously it's not like a Netflix or Amazon Prime or whoever, like But the last episode I was like, to be fair, they have like 7 minutes worth of credits, which I don't understand.
Seven minutes worth of credits.
It's crazy. It's like the episode is like 30 something minutes, but then when you actually clock it, it's like 6 minutes worth of title. It's like watching a movie.
Is there stuff at the end of the titles?
No, I'm not looking at the credits.
I'm gonna have to start skipping shit now just to find out what's going on.
I'm not looking at the credits on a. It's supposed to be a TV show, so I can't imagine that there is.
Touche.
Yeah. Disney Plus, other than that, I watched Maleficent, which has Angelina Jolie in it, and that was good.
Disney Plus, outside of that, is just good to watch old programs. That's the only reason why I had it.
Yeah.
Because I was watching that old, like, X-Men, Spider-Man. Like, I liked rewatching them again. Like, I loved it.
Other than that, but they are getting a bunch of adult shows, like, this month, apparently.
And then, obviously, you heard that they've got the so fucking Wakanda.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen for a while, though.
No, but I can see where they're going, and it makes sense.
What are they doing?
Because they're going down the whole TV route. That's why WandaVision is almost like a little bit of a pilot around it, because I think we're going to see a lot more
shows. Oh, yeah,
because
they've
got,
like, the Falcon... the whatever the Winter Soldier.
If they're smart, they should drop like a Spider-Man or an Iron Man TV series. People would be on that thing.
It depends.
You're telling me that one is slap right now because everyone still loves the films. They would slap right now.
They love the films, but I never watched Iron Man when I was growing up.
You had a different childhood, fam. The Iron Man animated series and the Spider-Man animated series was like
Spider-Man,
some of the best.
Yes, but Iron Man never used to come on. What did you watch it on?
On Jetix.
Jetix, Netflix. Jetix.
Fox Kids for me. It's Fox Kids for my age group, but yeah.
No, but it was Fox Kids, then it changed to Jetix, and then I don't know what else it became. But no, Iron Man was, it's like Silver Surfer and them. Like, I'd never really watched those. I just like Spider-Man and X-Men. And all the other stuff. But yeah.
But yeah.
Get into WandaVision. I don't think there's anything else to be real to chat about. Yeah, I don't think there's anything else.
Yeah,
anything that you remember?
No.
Anything burning?
That's pretty much all of it. Just to say that Jasmine Sullivan's album was just one of the best albums that I've heard in a long time.
always.
Hey, that's us.
Oh, yeah, you said the thing was weekends touring, right? Do you think tours will be back next year?
They're meant to... I heard that it was meant to be October this year. I don't think so.
I don't think that's happening.
I don't think
that's
so.
That's done.
Touring might be next year, but it's going to still... Social distance will still be in place. You're not going to get hundreds of people bumping against each other. It's not going to happen.
It's mad. Like, when you think about some of those things, but still, I miss it.
I do. I actually miss... You know, I was cussing, having to grab drinks and having to look for your spot and, you know, mosh pits and stuff. I miss that shit.
It's part of the experience.
Though. I miss it.
It's part of the experience. It builds you.
Fam, I even miss... I miss our, like, going to Ace Hotel on a Friday and going to buy drinks. And fam, like, I miss it. I actually miss it.
It's mad.
This whole... The new life that we're living right now sucks. It's just shit.
I'm glad I did a bunch of shit before this time anyway.
True.
Like, I'm not even going to lie. I saw all my favourite artists.
I've
travelled, all these things. I'm cool.
I definitely am, like, when I get the opportunity, as soon as I get the opportunity, I'm going to do all those things more because now I appreciate it more. But, yeah, when I was doing it, like, I was always going to concerts all the time and I was shooting concerts all the time, stuff like that, and obviously I miss
taking
it. But it's
taking it for granted.
You're taking it for granted. I wish I was on an NSG tour right now.
Fam,
it was a good time.
Wow, what's happened with Afro Nation?
I don't think that's happening.
That's not happening either.
Portugal's pretty much said no one's coming to this country. They're still in quite dire need in terms of COVID. I don't think it's gonna happen this year.
So.
I think at the earliest you're looking at next year for festivals. And look, they've cancelled all the big festivals now.
Yeah, I saw.
And Coachella's cancelled. All the big American festivals are cancelled. They're not gonna do festivals here. I can't see Carnival happen this year. It's not going to happen this year. At the earliest, you're looking at next year. At a push.
This is so crazy.
It's nuts.
It's just craziness,
Welcome
man.
To the new normal.
It's just life now. This is just...
And it sucks.
Every time I think about it, I'm like, this is just insane to me.
It sucks eggs.
Oh, my gosh. All right, guys.
Anyway, that's us. TBH Podcast. Thank you for listening. Like, subscribe, and all that good shit. And we'll see you on another episode.
Peace.